What's wrong with free healthcare? Nothing, right? After all, it's free and affordable for everyone. What could be wrong with that? Reason 1. It's not really free. Someone has to pay for it. Citizens would likely have to be taxed heavily or sustain incredible national debt to avoid a financial collapse of the system. Let's take a quick look at Canada's free healthcare. They don't cover prescriptions, leaving people to pay out of pocket and effectively making many low-income people be priced out of access to the medicine that they need. That doesn't sound like free healthcare. Reason 2. Free doesn't mean better. Countries with free healthcare have very long waiting times, especially to see a specialist or a surgeon. Would you like everyone to have to possibly wait 3 to 10 months to have a problem taken care of? People have died because of that. You might want to check out the facts on waiting times in places with free healthcare. Reason 3. It doesn't fix the real problems in the healthcare system. It would only make them worse and lead to an unsustainable disaster. We need to actually fix the problems and get it to a truly full-functioning free market system. Why? Because of the powerful benefits of a free market system, such as driving down prices, increasing quality, attracting talent, and promoting innovation. Government-run systems do the exact opposite. Despite the problems, the world has benefited from America's capitalist medical industry. Let's work on saving that engine of innovation and improvement. Check out the link in the description area below for our video on free markets. With the size of America's population, we would soon wind up with a government that continues to become too large, with even more control of our money and lives, something the Constitution was created to avoid. Protect freedom, and let's fix the problems, not create new and even worse ones. Next gen. Next gen. Next gen. Next gen.